Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the At-Large Social Media Working Group call taking place on Monday, 8th of October 2018 at 1800 UTC. On our call today on the English channel, we have John Lepreis, Olivier Crepin-Leblond, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdonor, Mikenli Sever, Wisdom Donkor, Susanna Gray, Irio Lansipuro, Edukeme Ekbugu, Dave Annan Tilaksing, and Alfredo Calderon. On the Spanish channel, we have Lilian Yvette Deluc, Sergio Salinas Porto, and Harold Arcos. We have received an apology from Matthias Kudobnik, and from staff, we have Evin Erdoğdu and myself, Yeşim Nazar. Our Spanish interpreters for today's call are Veronica and David. And before we start, as usual, I would like to remind everyone to state your names before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And now I would like to leave the floor back to you, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yeşim. This is John Lepreis for the transcript record. Thank you, everyone, for being here today and being on this call. We have a full agenda. Dave is going to walk us through the use of Slack, which I am a big fan of. I really recommend that we start using on a more regular basis. We have a brief discussion of KSK rollover, social media sharing, as well as discussing ICANN 63 social media elements. And then finally wrapping up the call before we have an Aralo monthly meeting. So without further ado, I will turn the meeting over to Dave so he can introduce you all to Slack. Thank you. Dave, the floor is yours.
Thank you, John. This is Dave and I'm speaking. So I do have a presentation which I'll go through, and I think the presentation is being uploaded as we speak. Great. Lovely, and I think everybody's seeing the slides. So this infographic shows like how At-Large should use group chat. Just shows courtesy of a comic XKCD that there's a myriad of chat systems. and you know, there's probably this graphic could be updated with even new versions and new systems coming out that's come out since then. So right now we're using Skype for chat instant messaging, and some of the disadvantages with Skype is that, you know, the chat history is not preserved. So, and if you upgrade your machine and you have not backed up to your chats, you will lose that discussion. So in fact, we've actually lost a bit of history of At-Large discussions that happened over the years in the Skype channels. The other disadvantage is that conversations on various topics happen in one group. So, you know, when multiple persons chime in on a different topic at the same time, you know, potential conversations on a particular topic or issue is kind of like lost in the clutter or stream. And most critically, there's also no ability to search messages across Skype groups. So if you have a Skype group with your At-Large chat and a Skype group for the social media chat and so forth, and you're trying to remember a message, you have to remember which group the message was in before you could try to search it. There's no global search for Skype. So the features of group chat is that, and you know, there are lots of different group chat systems, is that you can create public rooms or channels for groups or topics. You can also create a private group, which is not visible to persons that aren't in the group. You have mobile apps so that you can get notifications when somebody messages you or when somebody messages in a particular channel. You have the ability to search across your entire, across your channels and rooms that you're subscribed to. And the staff can administer the Slack to, you know, create rooms and, you know, delete rooms and so forth. And the staff will obviously have more control to, like, add and remove and invite persons. And Slack, as well as most other group chat systems, allow for different extensions and integrations so that, you know, different services can be integrated. So I've outlined some of the key benefits. Community members can be added by staff and added to channels of their particular interests. And you can and by that you can also focus on the discussions you're interested in, and you know, reduce clutter and notifications. So if you're not interested in, say, IDNs, for example, you can just choose not to subscribe to the IDN channel. And but you can then still be able to search those messages in case you really wanted to. This is us going back into the history of why, you know, we were choosing Slack. And this is part of the work that the At-Large Technology Task Force did as part of the Atlas II recommendations. You know, we looked at Slack. Actually, we were probably the first users of Slack since in 2014 when Slack was, which was the year I think Slack was first made available to the public. We used it during the At-Large Summit too. But since then, we had looked at other chat solutions. We had demos and so forth, and we had tested even other chat systems. And, you know, one of our recommendations that we're going to make to ICANN going forward is that ideally ICANN should deploy its own group chat solution, okay? But in the meantime, we should use the free Slack version that we are, and which is available at icannatlarge.slack.com. And the key reason was is that, you know, we can use it now. It's you know, Slack has the mindshare in terms of defining what is group chat, even though it may not have been the first one. You know, we can export the chat if ICANN switches to another chat solution. We can export the chat conversation and import it into that whatever solution ICANN chooses. And, you know, the challenge of asking a volunteer to maintain a solution is would be too much, especially when something goes wrong and you have to break down and so forth. So one benefit also of the Slack is that we have different integrations. We can integrate Twitter notifications, Google Calendar notifications, and there are things such as like a to-do, you know, there's lots of applications that we can integrate in Slack. So, there's one slide missing, but that is the actual invite. So to the invite link to actually join Slack, and I'll copy and paste it in here now, is at, bit.ly.com/link. So anybody can go to that link and join the community by entering their email address and then verifying, you know, that and getting and clicking on the verification link in your email address. And then once you do that, then you can, of course, set a password and so forth. So after, any quick questions right now, or should I now share my screen? Okay, hearing nothing. Let me just go ahead and then share my screen. Okay, I'm sharing my screen now. Can people see my screen?
Yes, thanks.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. Okay, great. So just to show you the, so this is the link that when you first want to join Slack, you just enter your email address and a verification email is sent to your email address for you to then click on and then create your password. And when you join, it looks something like this. By default, you're added to three channels, general and random. and you have the ability to direct message persons. Now, you can see how many persons are in Slack right now, which is 32 persons. And we can view I can view the members list to the right-hand side here. And the green dot means that those persons are directly online. So I can click on John LaPrice, and if he has filled out a profile and a picture, I could see his see him, and then I can direct message John. Hi. And this is a direct message to John. And John will then get a notification, and he can choose to reply or not. Okay. So there's only, let me just go back to this, and John has now responded. Great. So, and you would see, you would get a notification of a red and a number, indicating the number of messages that are in the channel for you, that's for you to read. If you now want to find the channels that you want to browse, you just click on channels, and you see browse all channels, and you could see all of the different channels that are created by the administrators. So there is a social media working group, so I could then all join. I could see a preview, and I say, okay, I want to join this. So I will now join. And then everybody will get a notification saying that DevC user has joined the social media working group. So I can see, just to say something quickly, hi everyone. And everybody in the social media working group chat, of which there are now 8 members, will get that notification and then they can choose to respond if they are online. I can share files. I can also, so if there were files shared in the social media working group, so if I wanted to upload the presentation for this session, I could do so. And I can choose to set notifications. Like if I want to get notifications on this working group alone, I can do so. And, I guess I can show you some examples of the how Slack works. And that is the slash indicates the commands you could set to Slack. So I could toggle myself to see away. So that if I'm busy doing something, I could my status will be set to away, and therefore I won't get notifications. I could also do things such as invite another user to a Slack channel. I could leave the channel, and I will send a direct message directly. So, you know, if you're using the keyboard a lot, you don't have to use the mouse. You can, you know, type this in very quickly. And then pretty soon you'll be very, very proficient in using Slack. So, for example, I could do something like, say, to do, upload presentation to the channel, and I can reference the channel by pressing the hashtag. And what happens, as you can see, all of the hashtags of all the working groups are there. And a task is then created for me. Okay? And so I can now assign it to somebody, set a due date, and so forth. Okay? So that's the idea of channels. Now, I can create a closed channel. Now let me see if I can. I'm not sure if I've enabled this for admins to do so. Let me just quickly see. Let me see. I don't think I can. The admins are the persons that will set up a private group for you. So we can have private groups for, like, say, the ALAC, for example, or the ALT, and so forth. And staff themselves could have their own staff channel to discuss things privately. And as you can see, I cannot see any such private groups. I cannot search for it, and so forth. So you have to be obviously the admins will have to create it and therefore invite you directly to that channel. But I could still direct message any person that is a member. And I think that's really the core details here. Or if you want to search messages, I could just go to the top right and click search, and it will search all the messages and all the public channels. Like I said, all of this information, all of these, I'm using it in the browser, but the applications for Windows, Mac, Linux, if you want to have a dedicated application, and of course this is all accessible on your phones. So, and you could set it up to receive notifications, and of course type in a response very quickly on the phone. Okay, I think that's the core question, that's the core things I've done here. Are there any questions? To answer Maureen's question, yes, we can create a restricted closed group. The admin will have to create it and then invite the persons to it. And what currently the admins are myself, Evan, and John. But, of course, that could be expanded to the entire at-large staff. Okay, I think that's it, really. So any other questions? Okay, well, I'm not seeing the AC room clearly. So, okay, Susanna has raised her hand. Go ahead, Susanna.
Hi, everyone. This is Susanna Gray. Just one question. Are you proposing that we use Slack instead of Skype? Because it would be good to use just one or the other, otherwise you have parallel conversations going on.
This is Dave. Thanks, Susanna. And I'm recommending that we use Slack and replace the Skype chat. And because it's easier to onboard new persons into the community, we can have different channels for all of the different reloads, for example. So you can have separate channels for all of the five reloads, you know, for all of the different working groups and for topics. So, and the neat thing about Slack is that you can easily reference the topic. So just as an example, and I think I'm still sharing my screen. And anybody seeing that message can then click directly into it and jump to that conversation. So I would say I am definitely recommending that we move away from Skype at large community chat and have the community use Slack. Okay. Other questions? And one of the ongoing work and history you all have in Skype, is that transferable across? In theory, not directly across. I should say there is a way to do it, but then it requires a paid app to do it. That will, for lack of a better word, bind a Skype chat to a Slack channel. But then you have to pay money for that to make that happen. So in Skype, you can export chats as a text file, and I suggest that will be the way to do it. And I suggest that's what staff needs to do. The downside is that there's no way to unless there's somebody who is there at the very beginning over the years that have not upgraded their machine, there will be no way of getting the entire conversation. So, hope that answers the question. Any other comments or questions?
John LaPrice for the record here. So I'm going to intervene just shortly regarding the question about transition, and I also support Dave's position that we should move over to Slack. However, I also recognize that this will be a work in progress because we have content in other venues like Skype and such that we're going to port over time. So to Susanna's question, yes, we are migrating. However, it's not going to be at the drop of a hat tomorrow, all of a sudden everyone's on Slack. So there will be a work-through time for that.
Mm-hmm. But this is Dave again. Just also mentioned that the admins have, of course, control, and if there's somebody that's misbehaving, like a person that joins in publicly, of course, they can be booted immediately out of the chat. So, any other comments or questions? Okay, well, I guess there are no further questions. So, again, everybody can join using that link I sent it posted earlier. And, you know, if you have any comments or questions, of course, when you join Slack, of course, you can just message me at devte, D-E-V-T-E. And, of course, you know, I'll be happy to help you work through how to use Slack and so forth. And I guess I'll turn it back over to you, John.
John LaPrise, for the record, thank you, Dave, for giving us that presentation. I think it was very helpful and very informative, and I hope that our team and all the teams around the world start using it to a greater extent, because one of the reasons, personally, I think it's a better one is that we will have better coordination of working documents that we presently use either on the wiki or on Skype and in a more flexible kind of way. So I am looking forward to migrating over to Slack on a more formal basis. Moving along, so next item on the agenda is the KSK rollover promotion discussion. So as you know, the KSK rollover is in 3 days. October 11th is when it's set to be implemented. Evan has been very good about tweeting out baseline tweets and sharing out. I encourage everyone to find those shares and share them on your own networks. In particular, I would recommend that you share to your registries. I've shared to Aaron, and they liked and retweeted what I sent out. So they're on board. At this point, with 3 days left, I would say, you know, if you're looking for a schedule, get submit it today, and also on the 11th. We don't know what's going to happen on the 11th. We hope things are not going to go horribly sideways, and that's what everyone is telling us, but keep your fingers crossed. So are there questions about the KSK rollover content? Okay, I see no question. Oh, I see Dave's got a question. Dave, please go ahead and speak.
This is Dave.
Yeah.
This is Dave. Just a note, I saw a post on Red Hat which actually described, I think, for the end user what to do as a mitigation, which is to switch to other public DNS resolvers, such as Google DNS Resolver, you know, at 8.8.8.8, or to other public DNS resolvers that already support DNS, like Cloudflare, Quad9, and so forth. So I thought, you know, which I think wasn't really addressed by the existing documentation in a very clear way.
Okay.
So I'll post a link up to the Red Hat blog post on that. So that's it.
John LaPrise, for the record. Thank you, Dave. That would be very helpful. And get it out to Evan, and she can and throw it up on the Slack channel, and we will go ahead and start disseminating it. Other comments? Dave, is that your old hand I see? Oh, I'm going to assume it is. There we go. All right. Other questions about the KSK rollover? All right. Next agenda item is the ICANN 63 social media goals. So this is sort of a new one for us. We've had goals in the past. We have a couple of different things that we're trying out this year. So one is that, as you know, we use the Adobe Connect for all the working meetings. I would really like that people, especially people who are leads, if possible, to be live tweeting events around the around ICANN 63. So where you can, as you're able, to sign into rooms, to sign into the live feed, and then comment on the channels that you use in the languages you use. I will be on site in the room, and I will be live tweeting as I can, or as I am able, I should say, regarding what's going on in the room. Additionally, so actually before I go on, so are there questions about using this? I mean, we're going to be using the ICANN 63 hashtag. In the past, sessional hashtags are less less usable because they tend to be more granular and we get better broadcast on a broader hashtag. So we are using the hashtag ICANN 63 as the primary one, and also tweet at. Yeah, Cheryl, exactly. And also you can tweet to ICANN at large. I sometimes address individual people by their handles, and do so if you feel it if it has merits. Questions in the room about tweeting and live tweeting at the annual meeting, and I also direct you to the tactics document that's on the wiki that has some good pointers for live tweeting events as well. So questions. Okay, seeing no questions. The other thing we're going to try to do is we're going to have two breakfast tweet-ups. On the very first day of ICANN, we will have a at-large breakfast tweet-up. So if you are engaged in social media and would like to meet face-to-face, I will be hosting a table at whatever hotel I end up at to have breakfast and just have some some face-to-face time with your fellow social media users. On day two, we will throw out the invitation to all of ICANN for people who are engaged in social media who want to meet up. No pressure, you don't have to, but I encourage you, if you want to actually meet people face-to-face that you only ever see online, I encourage you to come. And we will be Evan will be putting together some quick tweets and some quick content so that we can share out this in advance of ICANN 63 so the community can be aware of this, both the at-large community as well as the ICANN community for the second day breakfast. So we're going to have two semi-working breakfasts, semi-social breakfasts around social media on the first 2 days of ICANN 63. And also I'll be throwing out an invite to the fellows as well. I know the fellows are pretty busy, but if they can break away, that would be cool as well. Questions about the tweet-ups and laughter. I see you, Susanna. I see no questions. So, I mean, in terms of goals for ICANN 63 social media, one is just for at large, we'd like to see a larger presence and more interactivity. And part of that comes with people who are live tweeting the events and then sharing it out to the people they normally are in conversation with. So getting now that we have regional leads, I would encourage the regional leads to encourage the people they interact with to engage and participate with the ICANN 63 meeting and live tweet if they can, and just build up a greater presence, a greater discussion. So are there any other questions at this point? Evan, do you want to add anything at this point with respect to the to ICANN63 that you're seeing?
Thank you, John. This is Evan for the record. I just noted what you mentioned. I'll create some draft tweets to promote the events and the agendas in progress, and it's soon going to be finalized. I just recommend everyone look at not only the ICANN63 schedule, but also the meetings workspace on our wiki workspace. I'll share the link in the chat. And so just keep posted, and we can coordinate on sending emails to the leads in advance of ICANN63. Thank you.
Yeah. John LaPrice, for the record again, I would also suggest that if you haven't already adopted TweetDeck or something along those lines, I suggest that you start playing with it. Around about ICANN time, I have feeds that are specifically focused on the ICANN63 hashtag, just so I can keep a running content feed of related content. I also keep an at-large related feed going at all times, just so I can keep track of and monitor the content that is on that handle as well as the ICANN63 hashtag. So start using TweetDeck, start getting active in those communities, and start posting content, not just on Twitter, but also Facebook and LinkedIn or whatever other platforms you tend to use. I just saw something from a colleague in the Rollo that, for those of you using Google+, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but it sounds like Google+ may be having some issues, so it may be going down. Google may be withdrawing it, so that one less platform to worry about. So find the platforms that are useful in your part of the world, in the languages that are of use in your part of the world, and share information. That's a running strategy. All right, any questions about this? I see some curious typing, so I will wait for the typing to complete. Thank you, Dave, for the DNSSEC post. All right. I see no other typing, and I see no other hands. We have, so I'll go through. So we have a number of action items over here. So some creation of closed groups on C. Great. Oh, yeah. That was the question about the closed groups. Retweeting on KSK Rollover. Excellent, Lillian. I see that you're sharing in Spanish. Fantastic. Dev sharing information on Slack. ICANN breakfast tweet-ups. The first day will be for at-large. Second day will be for ICANN broadly. And so we're going to create some draft tweets for the events. Aaron will, or Evan will, in preparation for the meeting. So we can start getting that out in circulation before ICANN63 comes around. All right. Is there any other business? Opening the floor. Hands, please. John LaPrise again for the record. I would say that this is going to be a very busy ICANN63 meeting. We have a lot of important policy issues that are on the floor. We have a transition in leadership as well. So we have a very, very full dance card. So having more than one person out there, or the more people we have who are observing the proceedings and sharing the proceedings around the world, the better. Okay. Seeing no hands, I am going to return to you 20 minutes of your day. Thank you very much for participating. We will be scheduling another call after ICANN 63. That should be another action item. Sorry. We'll schedule another social media call after ICANN 63 as a wrap-up and sort of see where we're at. And we will move forward with next steps in preparation for ICANN 64 and the interim. Thank you, everyone, for attending, and I will turn this back over to Evan and Yeshim.
Thank you, John. Goodbye, all.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.